Home Care. This is Javi. How can I help you?
Yes, I called this afternoon, and I told the lady that I would call her back. I was calling regarding home health care for my mom.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay, just hold on one moment.
She,
okay.
Okay.
No, it's okay. Just go
Oh, yeah, and so I told her that we were on our way over to the rehab center to see her, and she told me to call back when I get here so she could ask my mom some questions. She was going to call the state or something.
Mm-hmm, yes. So you want to do the state's call?
I'm sorry.
You're together with her now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just hold on. Okay, is she next to you?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Okay. So can I text you on this number? Like a few bits of like details that you might need to know for the like when she's gonna ask you?
I didn't quite understand you.
No, I just want to know if I can text you on the number that I'm talking to you now, and if you will see it, because I do want to text you our name from the agency and the phone number and the patient's Medicaid ID. Yeah. Okay, so
it's... Medicaid ID?
Yeah, I'm going to write that to you just in case. Like, just if they ask it, then you should have it on hand, so... Okay. Okay, let me just,
She said you got all your snacks over there.
Okay, just hold on. Can you tell me if you got the text message?
Just a second, let me check. One moment.
Did you get the text?
Okay. Deluxe Home Care.
Mm-hmm.
Deluxe. Yeah, I have it.
And the phone number and, okay.
Phone number, you want me to repeat that?
No, it's okay. I assume you have it, okay. And it's 501-2520.
Yes.
Okay, so I will connect you right now to the state, but it might take a few minutes until you get connected, so please don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, whatever, they're just going to ask you, like, what you want. You're going to tell them that you want to apply for home care services with Deluxe Home Care, and they're going to ask you just a few basic questions, okay?
Okay.
And will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist to assist you with your request. Please be advised that not having this information readily available will result in a processing delay. It is illegal in the state of Missouri to willfully provide false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services. Any person who willfully provides false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services shall be guilty of the crime of stealing. Please reference State Statute 205.967.
Had it hot in your room.
One of them hot
boy. Yeah, but it's cold out there. That's why they just finally got the heat on. It was snowing yesterday. The sun is shining, but it's cold. Snowing yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday,
it's crazy St. Louis weather. you got the call from her Medicaid. Oh, I think she said. What, every month? Is it quarterly? I think it's quarterly. Is it once a month? I know she was. I went and got her some diapers one time. Unless he's been updated, I don't know. Well, she can get one, then you need to get it. So you can, her depends and stuff. You're going to have to plug up your hearing aid. You're going to have to plug up your hearing aid so you can be able to hear, because it's not plugged up. Well, I just got to do this from back here.
Home and Community-Based Services, Christina, are you calling for yourself or for another person?
I'm calling for my mom.
Can I have your name and your number, please?
You want my mother's number, my name?
Your name and your return telephone number, please, since you are placing the call.
My name is Sharita Jones. C-H-A-R-I-T-A. Last name is Jones.
Is that J-O-N-E-S?
Yes.
And your return telephone number, please?
314-435-8473.
Thank you. And now may I have, I show you entered your mother's DCN or Medicaid number. May I have your mother's name and date of birth?
Her name is Celestine, C-E-L-E-S-T-I-N-E Jones. And date of birth is May 28th. 1935.
Thank you. And you're calling to request that she be assessed for services?
Yes. I was going to be her caregiver.
Okay, one moment, please, while I verify her eligibility to be assessed. Okay, I will need to update her information in our system before going further, but also before updating that information, let me explain the purpose of home and community-based services. This program is designed to enable qualifying individuals to remain independent in their preferred environment as long as possible. Participants must meet nursing home level of care in order to qualify for services. This means your mother's needs must be equal to those accepted to a nursing home facility. To be considered for home and community-based services, an assessor must be allowed inside the home to conduct an in-depth assessment, which will determine if she meets the required nursing facility level of care criteria. Do you have any questions about what I've just read to you?
No.
Do you wish to still proceed?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, let me go ahead and update the information in our system now. What is your mother's primary language or language preference?
English.
Her marital status and living arrangement?
Divorced.
Living alone or with someone?
And right now she's in a rehab center, but once she's released from here, she'll be moving in to my home.
When does she expect to be discharged from the rehab?
Well, right now we don't know because she just had started her therapy yesterday.
Okay. At this time, since she is not currently at home, she would need to contact us to apply for these services once we have a discharge date from the rehab that is within 15 days. So without a discharge date, we cannot submit the referral.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
once you have
speak with
discharge date, yes, ma'am, you can call us back to submit that referral once you are within 15 days of the discharge date. Also, you can submit the referral online at your convenience at health.mo.gov/seniors.
You said health or help?
Health. Health, H-E-A-L-T-H.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Dot M-O.
Okay.
Dot gov.
Dot gov, okay.
Slash
so we'll
seniors.
Just have to wait and...
Correct, until she is... until you have a discharge date.
Okay. I didn't know that. Okay. Well, we'll do that then. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a great day, and thank you for calling. Was there anything else I could try to assist you with?
No, that's all. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.